With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. Plain chant, or Gregorian chant as it's sometimes known, has provided the basis for much sacred choral and organ music over many centuries. On today's program, we'll explore some of these thematic relationships in glorious music by Maurice Durufle, Ola Yelo, Nicola de Grigny, and others, in a program titled Hymn and Chant and High Thanksgiving. We'll begin with music of Thanksgiving in the form of the Sinfonia from J.S. Bach's Cantata 29, transcribed for organ by Marcel Dupré. Benjamin Nicholas plays the American-built Dobson organ in the chapel of Merton College, Oxford, a spectacular instrument that fills us with gratitude for the organ builder's art and reminds us of the tragic fire at the Dobson workshop in June 2021 in Lake City, Iowa. Music of J.S. Bach on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
Benjamin Nicholas played the Sinfonia from Cantata 29 by J.S. Bach, transcribed for organ by Marcel Dupré. He performed on the organ of Merton College, Oxford. The phrase, hymn and chant and high thanksgiving, which sets the theme for today's program, comes from a 4th century hymn by Prudentius, translated by John Mason Neal and Henry W. Baker in the 19th century. The medieval chant melody Divinum Mysterium sets this wonderful text of the Father's love begotten, which is sung here by the women of the Cathedral Choral Society, accompanied by handbells. J. Riley Lewis conducts. The 4th century hymn of the Father's Love Begotten was sung by the women of the Cathedral Choral Society, led by J. Riley Lewis. The 20th century master composer Maurice Durufle synthesized the atmosphere of plain chant into his post-impressionistic compositional style, and in many of his works actually set existing chants from centuries earlier with modern harmonies to create lush tapestries of sound. Among the most concise of these are the 4 motets on Gregorian themes, Opus 10. We'll hear the first 3 of these performed by the Chorale Stefan Kaya: Ubi Caritas, Tota Pulcher Est, and Tu es Petrus.
Thank you.
three of the four motets on Gregorian themes by Maurice Durufle. We heard the chorale Stéphane Caillat sing Ubi Caritas, Tota Pulchra Est, and Tu Es Petrus. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The sixth stanza text of the Eucharistic hymn Pange Lingua was written by St. Thomas Aquinas at the request of the Pope in 1263 and was set to a pre-existing chant melody. The hymn is intended to be sung at the Feast of Corpus Christi, 60 days following Easter. In the 17th century, French composer Nicolas de Grigny composed organ settings of a number of hymns for various feast days throughout the year. Among them is a five-voice fugue on the Pange Lingua chant melody. We'll first hear the chant sung by the Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter. Following that, the fugue by Nicolas de Grigny will be performed on the spectacular historic organ of Saint-Maximin in Provence by Pierre Bardon.
Ventris generosi, rex effulgi.
Pierre Bardon played the fugue in five voices on the chant Pange Lingua from the first organ book by Nicolas de Grigny, published in 1699. Earlier, we heard the chant itself sung by the Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter. Not all chant melodies date from the medieval period or before. Modern composers have frequently created original melodies inspired by plain chant to give genesis to new works. In 2001, Norwegian-born composer Ola Yalo did just that, infusing his setting of Ubi Caritas with the spirit of chant, and in the process, paying homage to earlier works setting the Gregorian melody. The Phoenix Chorale sings under the direction of Charles Bruffy. Ubi Caritas in an original setting by Ola Yalo. Charles Bruffy led the Phoenix Chorale. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Some choral and organ works incorporate chant in ways other than as the sole melodic material. In Philip Moore's stunning anthem, All Wisdom Cometh from the Lord, chant is used as a foil to the main thematic material only in the closing section, where the chant is superimposed over a sustained version of the opening melody of the piece. It provides a remarkable, tranquil effect. Richard Seale leads the choir of Salisbury Cathedral in All Wisdom Cometh from the Lord by Philip Moore. David Halls accompanies.
According to his gifts and his
The choir of Salisbury Cathedral sang All Wisdom Cometh from the Lord by Philip Moore. Richard Seale directed, with David Halls accompanying. The bass solo was performed by John Robinson. Two movements from the organ suite Rubrics by Dan Locklear are coming up. Composed in 1988 for the Organ Artists Series of Pittsburgh, each movement depicts a liturgical instruction or rubric from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer. We'll hear, slightly out of order, The Peace May Be Exchanged, and then, And Thanksgivings May Follow. Marilyn Kaiser, a great champion of Dan Locklear's organ works, performs on the organ of St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Indianapolis. movements from Rubrics by Dan Locklear. Marilyn Kaiser performed And Thanksgivings May Follow, preceded by The Peace May Be Exchanged. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Marian Antiphon Salve Regina is a beloved chant sung during the office of Compline at the end of the day. It holds special meaning at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, where for centuries it was the last music heard each day before the closing of the cathedral for the night. We'll hear the chant sung first by the Mens Schola of Gloriae Dei Cantoris. Following that, we'll hear a mystical Kyrie from the Mass Salve Regina for choir and two organs by Notre Dame choir organist Yves Castagnier. The Matrice Notre Dame sing, accompanied by Olivier Latry and Yves Castagnier. Lionel So directs.
Oh.
The Kyrie from the Messe Salve Regina by Yves Castagnier, performed by the Maîtrise Notre-Dame de Paris. Lionel So conducted. Earlier we heard the chant on which the Mass is based, sung by the Gloriae Dei Cantoris Mens Schola. The hymn All People That on Earth Do Dwell is a metrical paraphrase by William Keith of Psalm 100, set to a tune attributed to Louis Bourgeois. It's a great hymn of thanksgiving and praise, which we'll hear in a festival setting by Ralph Vaughan Williams in The Old Hundredth Psalm Tune. The combined choirs of Washington National Cathedral and Grace Cathedral San Francisco are led by Douglas Major and John Fenstermaker, respectively, in this recording.
Thank you.
The Old 100th Psalm tune by Rafe Vaughan Williams was sung by the combined choirs of Washington National Cathedral and Grace Cathedral, San Francisco. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music on the theme Hymn and Chant and High Thanksgiving. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. You can also follow us on Instagram. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.